Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, here we go. Steve and I have been talking about it. The big game, December 29th, Syracuse versus the Gophers in the Pinstripe Bowl. And there's a man who has kind of a real vested stake in this. Mark Coyle, University of Minnesota Athletic Director, joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us. I think this is an interesting storyline. You hired both the Syracuse football coach when you were at Syracuse, and then you moved to Minnesota and you hired PJ Fleck. You have a unique angle on this game.
Yeah, good morning, Vanita. Obviously, a lot of connections between the two programs. We played Syracuse in the bowl game previously, and then this opportunity to play them in the Pinstripe Bowl. And as you mentioned, had a chance to hire Coach Babers at Syracuse, and then came here a year later and hired Coach Fleck. And both great people, and credit to them that they're still the head coach of those programs and excited about a great matchup on December 29th at Yankee Stadium.
What did you think as it was getting to the point and finally it was announced that it was Syracuse? Did you just shake your head and smile?
No, I'm really excited for our student athletes. You know, it's hard to get to a bowl game, and these bowl games are such a special opportunity, and the chance to go to New York City and give our kids a chance. A lot of them have not been to New York City before, so they go up there. And, you know, obviously we've got some deep connections with Syracuse. We spent a year there as the athletic director and still have a lot of friends there, still talk to a lot of people, still communicate with Coach Baber. So, like I said, it'll be good to see some familiar faces, some familiar friends, but excited for our program to continue to have an opportunity to play in postseason play.
When you look at these two coaches that you've hired, both of them, how are their styles different or are they similar in some ways?
I think there's, you know, more similarities than dissimilarities. You know, when we hired Dino at Syracuse, he was the head coach at Bowling Green, which is obviously in the Mid-American Conference. And then when I got here, we hired PJ. PJ came from Western Michigan in the Mid-American Conference. They know each other well. They played each other when PJ was at Western and Dino was at Bowling Green. So they've got a good relationship, know each other well. And again, I think, both great, great men, great character, great leaders, and have both done a really good job with both their programs, and excited that, again, we have an opportunity to play them in the bowl game.
You say how hard it is to get into a bowl game. There were some higher hopes for this football team. Do you still feel pretty confident in what PJ Fleck is doing with this football team?
Yeah, 100%. I promise you, Vanita, nobody wants to win more than our student athletes and Coach Fleck in football or any sport. You could talk about our volleyball program or any sport. We always want to win and compete at a high level. And I think when you look at, totality, finishing year six, we're in another bowl game. Our national reputation continues to improve. We finished 8-4, have a great opportunity in New York City for our program. That's great exposure. And if you look, off the field academically, we have our highest rated grade point averages we've ever had as a program. What PJ and our staff do in the community with the diaper drive and other, the turkey drive that we do. I just think overall what he's done has been phenomenal for our program, and we feel very fortunate that he continues to lead our program.
You mentioned volleyball. I went to the game on Friday, and of course the team is now in the Sweet 16. Thursday at 11, it begins. Those athletes, talk about some amazing athletes and what these women are able to do on the volleyball court. It's been fantastic to watch them, and now they're in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, obviously they're a talented group of young women who compete at a high level. As you know, we've got one of those volleyball programs. We are ranked eighth in the NCAA tournament. I think we're ranked eighth in the country right now, and have a great opportunity. We go down, we play Ohio State in Austin, Texas, Thursday at 11. We split with Ohio State this year, so that's a big opportunity for us. And if we win that match, we'll play the winner of the Texas Marquette match. So again, it's a great opportunity for Hugh to get our program back to the Final Four. But our student athletes in our volleyball program, they are just at an elite level, very talented group of kids. And I'm really proud of how they've responded. Obviously, with Hugh's announcement a couple of months ago that this will be his final season, those kids have responded so well and are playing their best volleyball at the best time of season. So hopefully we can get a couple wins down in Austin and advance to Omaha in the Final Four.
A lot of emotions surrounding that move by Hugh McCutchen to leave the team and then move up in the athletic department. Can you tell us a little bit about more of what he will be doing in this new role?
Yeah, of course, Vanita. Yeah. So obviously, you know, Hugh is recognized as one of the top coaches in the world. As you know, he won a gold medal and a silver medal coaching our volleyball team, USA volleyball team. And he is a huge resource inside our department. And we just feel like as the changing landscape continues to happen in the NCAA, we felt like it was an important move to give our coaches a resource to help them in terms of when they look at their program from A to Z, what are some of the best ways to run your program, to manage the student athletes, to manage the academics, to manage the social side of it. And again, Hugh has a great knowledge base. He has a book that just came out, I think about a month ago, about coaching and his coaching philosophy. And I can tell you, he already works very closely with a lot of our coaches and spends time with them, kind of mentoring them and guiding them. And so we see him as a huge resource to our current head coaches and assistant coaches to be a sounding board and help them to continue to grow and shape their craft with their teams.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us. It's going to be a fun bowl game. Jimmy says we should call it the Mark Coyle Bowl Game, but I'm not sure about that. We'll see.
Well, I appreciate that and appreciate you and Jimmy, and hope that everybody has a great holiday season and really enjoy your show, Benita.
You as well. Thank you so much for listening. Good to have you on.
Bye-bye.
Mark Coyle, University of Minnesota, Athletic Director. Traffic and weather next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.